I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Boko Haram is carrying out their horrific execution threats. They recently killed two captive aid workers, and next on the execution list is Leah Sheribu. It's been 8 months since Leah, a 15-year-old Christian girl, was kidnapped by the terror group in Nigeria. She refused to renounce her faith in Christ, and now Boko Haram is using her as a bargaining chip for ransom. Floyd Brobel with Voice of the Martyrs Canada says they're encouraging believers to pray every day at 5:30 p.m. Nigerian time for Leah's release.
Advocate for Leah before the throne of grace and just really pray for her. Pray that she would continue to remain faithful to her Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And then, in fact, that she would find comfort from Christ in the midst of her persecution, in the midst of her slavery, and that she would just sense the Father's presence with her.
And starting October 25th, the ministry Cry Out will host their third annual Incense and Fire event, a 74-hour prayer gathering in Lebanon. Cry Out's Jane tells us,
the time will incorporate times of worship, times of adoration, times of intentional prayer and intercession. Our idea is also to have different workshops to help people that are physically at the event to actually grow more in worship and prayer. And we are encouraging people that can't physically join us on site to just cover us as we pray for this region.
Pray the event will motivate people to be more intentional about praying in their own environments. You can get more details about the Incense and Fire event at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Slava Gospel Association is making available the free book, Much Prayer, Much Power, by Peter Dynica, SGA's founder. It's a resource aimed at making your prayer life more vibrant. Get your free copy when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.